This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we are here, of course, as we always are, to allow you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to hop into any one of those. And we will be able to put you directly on the air that way, and you will sound fantastic, almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And in that studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
There's nobody.
And Mark.
So I wanted to start out tonight with some audio that I've been holding on to for, I don't know, probably a couple weeks. We've been covering, of course, COVID over the last few months, not so much more recently because the protests and everything, and there's just not as much COVID news, thankfully. We've got other things to talk about, finally. But there was a question that I had asked, and we had discussed about Belarus, the country, the former Soviet bloc state that was getting news headlines internationally for not having a COVID crackdown. For not having a lockdown, for beyond that, having a president who actually was encouraging people to go out and party, basically. Go to the sports games, have some vodka. These were things that he literally was saying publicly at the time.
I think it was hot tubs and vodka
that might have been
proposed as both, if not curative, then prophylactic.
Well, he did go to a hockey game as well, so he was encouraging people to go out and, you know, be with other people and not allow this to change, not allow the COVID situation to change life in Belarus, which was a completely different reaction than what you saw in most of the rest of the world. The Brazilian president did make some headlines for being critical of COVID, but the Brazilian government did still do lockdowns, I think, in spite of whatever that president said. So one of the questions I'd asked on the air, and you know, I wanted to know, like, what's it actually like? What is it like to be in Belarus? Because, yeah, we see an AP news story here. Yeah, we'll see another story from, let's say, some European headline or whatever. Right? But there really wasn't a whole lot of information. It was usually the media perspective on Belarus was, this crazy guy, you know, dictator, president, whatever you want to call him, this crazy guy, he wants people to just go out and party. And that was sort of like basically the story. So
sounds like nobody's kind of guy.
Yeah, I mean, well, he probably is a scumbag.
He certainly didn't want some uprising against an authoritarian regime. I can assure you of that.
Yeah, he's probably a scumbag politician and probably is an authoritarian dictator. However, you know, a broken clock strikes right a couple times a day, and he was right about this one. So
is he though? Because Belarus, I seem to remember Belarus being one of the former Soviet Union's.
It's not one of the most free.
Oh, really? Okay. Because
no,
there was one of them. Maybe it was Estonia. Okay.
Yeah, if you go and you look up the freedom rankings for the world, there's a few different charts, and Estonia is the best of the former Soviet states. I think they were in, like, the 60th percentile or something. Belarus
Can
was.
Can you get stoned there?
Belarus was.
I thought it was even higher than that, but okay.
You think Belarus was higher than that?
No, Estonia.
That's what I'm talking about. Belarus was, I believe, in the 60th percentile, okay. And I forget on which study because there's a couple of different ones. So, turns out, we have a listener in Belarus. At least one.
Wow!
And the gentleman, I think his name is Anton. He wrote to me via email and said he wanted to talk about what life was like in Belarus. However, calling in can be a challenge because it's like 3 in the morning when we start the show.
Right.
In Belarus. So I said, well, you could just go ahead and record some audio. Or I said you can write something if you want. And he said his English would be better if he spoke. And I said, well, you can go ahead and record some audio, and then we'll consider playing it on the air. And so I have the audio. I've had it for a couple of weeks, and just, you know, we got other things to talk about. I haven't had a chance to really get this thing on the air, so I think now is a good time for that. So.
Yeah, I was kind of sort of surprised. I mean, I know that Free Talk Live's had calls from all over the world, Russia.
Africa.
Yep, Antarctica one time, you know, but whatever. It's just amazing.
You think it was true?
I don't know whether it was true or not. People have lied to me on the internet before, though, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I've known that.
I've probably been lied to.
We got rid of that guy, though.
What, the guy on the internet?
The guy who lied to me.
Yeah. I'm thinking that I've been lied to less on the internet than I have from Washington, D.C.
Well, I mean, good God. That's a little bar.
It's the lowest of bars, right? But don't worry. Come November, it's going to be very important which liar and thief, which crooked old pervert you pick.
All right, so there's
other, nobody.
Yeah, there's other stuff to talk about, of course, including the Aunt Jemima Uncle Ben story, which is just absolutely crazy.
Do they have a thing going on? I always wondered about that.
We can get into that, but I do want to play this audio from Anton. It's about 5 minutes. So he does get into, you know, what's different about Belarus, what might be similar to what's happening in other places, and his personal experience with this. So I thought it was interesting, and I don't think this is dishonest. I think he sounds legit. Here, you'll hear his accent. Here's Anton.
Hello, Ian. My name is Anton. I live in Belarus, Minsk. I want to share with you some information about the COVID-19 situation here in Belarus. At this moment, it is May 31st, 2020. We have 41,658 cases of COVID-19 and 229 people have died of it. Businesses, schools, universities, churches are opened.
I've looked it up before, but you're welcome to pull that up.
Schools, universities, churches are opened. Of course, there are some recommendations and regulations from the Ministry of Health, but no quarantine. Some people...
So regulations, recommendations, but no quarantine. So people are still free to go out. They're still free to run their businesses in Belarus as free as they were previously.
9.5 million.
Some people self-quarantine themselves. Some people wear masks in public places, even in cars when they're alone, when nobody's around.
We've seen that here.
Yeah, I don't really understand the mask in a car when you're by yourself thing.
Maybe they don't want to
touch
it.
There could be a mouse in there or something.
You could be going to pick someone up and then attempting to, you know, mitigate the viral load inside the car.
I doubt most of the people I'm seeing.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the possibility that someone will get exposed to secondhand humanity.
There's that, right? You could roll down the windows is another way to handle that.
Or maybe they don't want to
let the germs from outside in.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about the mask etiquette thing, but I have heard that some people have said that it's bad to supposedly readjust the mask constantly, so maybe that's part of it. They just put it on for their day, and they just never take it off or something. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's got to be weird. Those things are
crazy.
I haven't found one yet that's comfortable enough for all day.
Let's continue.
Have you been looking for a sports mask?
Well, you know, if something's comfortable, it's comfortable.
True.
Nobody's around.
Oh.
I think mostly young people wear masks, not elderly.
Isn't that interesting? Mostly young people are the ones who are afraid and are wearing the masks, even though it's been pounded out there that it's the elderly who are at the greatest risk, et cetera, et cetera. I got to say, I feel like I see more older folks wearing masks around here.
They're probably the ones that have more to worry about, but over there in Belarus, perhaps the younger are more Western interested.
I think here that old people are more likely to trust the government than young people.
Could be. And maybe the older people in Belarus are old enough to remember how bad the government was to them, and so they don't trust the government.
Yeah.
There are businesses that were closed or went online. People working from their homes. Some schools and universities tried to teach via the internet. In some schools, administration tried to force children to wear masks in school and bring and use hand sanitizers. When this hit the news, the president promised to fire the persons responsible for this policy.
Now that is pretty impressive.
Oh, well, it is, but I don't like the idea of presidents being able to fire random teachers. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to be able to do it, why not do it? Because they're too authoritarian.
Yep. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More from Anton in Belarus about what are the differences between how the whole COVID-19 situation was handled there, which so far it's pretty different, and versus here and versus so many of the rest of the world where there have been total crackdowns, lockdowns, businesses closed, businesses going under as a result of that, economic destruction. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Anarcho Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Alvin O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. You're welcome to call in a comment on Belarus and the COVID lack of a crackdown that happened there with the government issuing mere recommendations, which is what I think should have happened here in a free state or free country or whatever, which, of course, neither is the case here in the United States. But if it were actually a freer place, then that's how governments would have handled it. They would have said, well, here's what these so-called experts are saying. We believe this, so therefore we want you to have this information about what you can do to minimize your exposure.
Honestly, does the government need to be involved at all?
Well, government shouldn't exist, but as long as they're going to exist, people do want to be governed, right? Some people do want to be told what to do.
Mr. President, what's your comment on the COVID-19 situation in America? I am a politician, and I don't know why you would ask me such a question.
Right.
You should be talking to a doctor. Your doctor, yeah. A doctor, listen to doctors.
By the way, I have
no Trump imitation, yeah. So sorry about that.
Well, that's the other problem with this, is having some government doctor be this oracle, this
he's the one guy.
All-knowing, this one guy is going to write the prescription for the whole country.
Yeah, that's I don't understand that people don't see how that's a problem. Same thing with the Facebook thing where we want Facebook to mark false ads. So you want to turn Facebook into the Ministry of Truth because they never lie. Seriously.
Right. And I think there are people who believe that, well, politicians are liars, but doctors wouldn't lie. We wouldn't have an authoritarian doctor seeking a position of head doctor of the whole United States. No, this would be a good man, a good person, or a good woman, or whatever, right? No, it's likely to be an authoritarian statist. Whoever it is that is in that role of top doc in I don't know what the official role is called.
Well, there's the Surgeon General, but that's not what Fauci is.
Yeah, so
I'd have
the hell
to look that up.
He?
He's like, I don't know.
Chief epidemiologist or something
he's,
like that.
He's
that
just
effect.
Consulting on this thing, I think. I don't know that he has an actual government position.
Well, there are these positions, right?
They have this and that, czars.
Yeah. So, why people believe these folks, these are just authoritarian doctors who are, or at least they're likely to be, right? Maybe there's a chance that a Ron Paul slips through the cracks, right, and actually gets into some sort of role like this. But the odds that are going to happen, that's going to happen, very, very slim. So we're going to continue here.
He appears to be the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
National Institute, so that could be government. Maybe it's not. Who knows? It probably gets a lot of grants from government, would be my guess at the very least. The Next Generation Wallet is coming, by the way, from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you're able to send money around the globe in only a swipe, or you will be when their wallet comes out, and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdrawn directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though. And Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I Project.org. As we continue with a voice message left on or sent to me via email from Anton, he's in Belarus, which I believe makes him a Belarusian. I think that's the term that he uses at some
point.
Probably
know better than I.
In this 5-minute-long speech that he gives, essentially just kind of telling us about what's happening there in Belarus, or at least what was happening as of May 31st, which is when he recorded this. I've been hanging on to it. We don't make emails a priority on this show, but I wanted to get to this sooner rather than later, and this was as soon as I could work it in. So we're going to continue. He's kind of recapping that, there's been some recommendations from the Belarus government, but the main actor there, the president or the dictator or whatever you want to call him, Lukashenko, the guy who's been recommending that people just go on and live life, well, he actually apparently said he was going to fire the bureaucrats at the schools who were trying to force young people to wear masks into class. So there's been some pushback even from within the government against those other arms of the government who want to push the masks. The top-down authoritarianism is actually stopping them from doing that in the case of Belarus. Let me continue here with Anton's audio file.
I don't know the reason why we don't have a quarantine. Some people would speculate that our economy is already weak and will collapse if we would have a quarantine.
Well, that certainly didn't stop the Ugandan government gang.
Yeah, just about every other country, yeah.
Yeah, no matter what their economic circumstances, quarantines and crackdowns went into place, and I don't know if you were on the nights, Mark, that we had a gentleman call from Uganda.
I've been talking to people
in
Uganda. As you recall, we built an orphanage
right.
And the people there are suffering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, more so than they would normally be suffering because of the this crackdown. It's made things a lot worse.
We would have a quarantine. Anyway, I'm glad that we don't have it, and I'm glad that life goes on. But most Belarusians don't like it. They blame Lukashenko for not forcing quarantine.
So most Belarusians are like most, it seems like, or at least a lot of Americans, where they want to have the government lording over them. They want to be told what to do. They want the government to tell everyone what to do for the good of the country.
There is a, it's a very human thing to do, to be happy when whomever in power does the thing you'd like them to do, for no matter what the reason.
Sure. You won. Your side won.
Right.
And in this case, it's protecting the health of your neighbors.
I
so
would
you
point
can
out today that the
righteous
Supreme Court released an opinion that the DACA kids, the kids that were immigrant kids who came across the border as children, and their parents, they didn't have really any control over it. So these are the Dreamers, is another term that's used for them. And it's saying basically that the Trump administration cannot overturn the Obama administration's executive order on DACA. So the DACA people basically get to say, how do you feel?
Well, I'm glad to hear that people are not going to be pulled out of their lives.
You're glad to hear that a president cannot make an executive order to overturn an executive order, that an executive order can take the place of a law that we now have functionally, that the Supreme Court made Trump a king in the most backhanded fashion possible?
Well, that's one way to look at it, and I see where you're coming from there.
That's what I'm saying, is that people are happy when the things go their way, but at the same time, like, I can see, you know, hey, good for you, DACA folks, you get to stay for another month and a half until the Republicans decide to pass law, or whatever the situation might be.
Yeah, no, I don't support the existence of the state at all, but, you know, if the state's going to exist and it's going to let some kids stay here, then okay. That's fine. So we go on here with more from Anton.
They blame him for all those COVID-19 deaths. There was even a lawsuit against him. It was dropped out. It was dropped a few days ago. Hospitals around the country have like 2,000 ventilators, and only 10% of those are in use. Right?
We got more coming up here from what it's like in Belarus with this whole COVID situation where the state did not crack down. How much different are things? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Do you get the impression the Supreme Court doesn't like me? That's President Trump's tweet after the Supreme Court ruled by a 5-4 margin that the Trump administration did not follow the right administrative procedure in ending the DACA program. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, thinks Congress needs to fix our broken immigration system.
Congress needs to do their work. We need to solve this broken immigration problem. And I think some people are sitting back and sending it to the courts in the idea that would force Congress to finally do what they were supposed to be doing all along.
Atlanta's police department reassured their residents that it can still protect the city, even though officers are calling out to protest a member of the force being charged with murder for shooting a man in the back. Former Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe did surrender himself. Rolfe is facing 11 counts, including felony murder. This is USA Radio News. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is taking aim at the Black Lives Matter movement, saying the rhetoric of the protesters is inaccurate and harmful. He's telling a Senate Judiciary Committee this week that a lot has changed for the better since the days of Martin Luther King Jr.
We no longer have Jim Crow laws. We no longer have segregated schools. We no longer have open bigotry that was so pervasive just a generation ago.
The Texas senator also pointing out,
now, I don't for a moment believe that every one of those elected officials is part of systemic racism and oppression. And to tell the American citizens that's what's going on is misleading them and it's harmful.
An interim House committee's report detailing an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus outbreak is calling for an international investigation into China's role in covering up the pandemic. The report saying the early cover-up of the coronavirus by the Chinese played a significant role in the outbreak across the world. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just take control of the airwaves here. Although we are talking about life in Belarus. How is it? Was it different than, because you're seeing some places so-called reopen, which we discussed last night in some detail. But what's it like in Belarus, the place where they didn't close down to begin with? And how different were things there? We've got a listener who's in Belarus where it's like, you know, 3 or 4 in the morning or something like that right now. So he recorded some audio for us. We're playing it back and commenting as we go through. By the way, with you in the studio here, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
Thanks to Intercoin, every member of the community can receive periodic airdrops of money that they can use on necessities. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. And we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org. As we go back into Anton from Belarus, telling us about what life is like there. Look, turns out they got ventilators, too, and only about 10% of them are in use.
Do you remember the number of deaths that he said for Belarus? Because I think I have a number
in mind.
Well, this
was 2 weeks ago, so if you want, you can go and pull up the current numbers from the site that, what is it, ArcGIS, A-R-C-G-I-S, I think, .com. There, it's always linked on the Drudge Report, or at least it has been for the last several weeks, and you can pull that up there. But let me continue while you do that.
The numbers that I was hearing suggested that, let's see, it appears as though there were...
Well, Belarus isn't the smallest number of infections in the world. I mean, it's there. It's they've got some people that have caught this thing, but so does everywhere else, and everywhere else had a crackdown.
Right. So he had sort of the claim that he blamed Lukashenko. Is that the dictators?
No, he does not blame Lukashenko. He likes the fact that there's no crackdown.
He liked that there were no
Putin
masks.
Blamed him. Was that it? The Russians? Was that what?
No, he said it was the Belarusians. The people, the majority of the people, of the people there are mad about what Lukashenko has done. The people who we see walking around in masks, who are the ones who are afraid, the Karens out there.
They want to see the manager.
Those are the people, these fear-minded people that are constantly living in a state of fear, they're mad at Lukashenko. Because he's not going along with the program. He is stopping any kind of mandatory crackdown from happening. And our caller or listener, Anton, he supports, in this instance, he probably doesn't generally support Lukashenko, but in this instance, he supports not having a crackdown. But a lot of people in Belarus are in favor of a crackdown that has not happened and will not happen.
Right. So I'm looking at a map of COVID cases.
Is this the ArcGIS site?
It is not as Google.
Oh, different one. Okay.
And it appears as though first off, the deaths, Belarus having about 9.5 million people, New Hampshire having about 1.4. That the deaths in Belarus are only marginally higher than New Hampshire's.
And New Hampshire had an insane crackdown.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm looking also at the surrounding countries, and it looks like, from what I'm seeing on this map, that there were more cases in Belarus than there were in sort of some of these surrounding places.
Maybe so.
And, you know,
like I said, they're not the smallest number.
Right, they're not the smallest number or anything like that, but you would think that it would be, if any of this crap worked, that there would be a much a bigger disparity, and there's not.
No.
And this appears to be per capita, and, you know, just not really impressive as far as these numbers go.
Everywhere else had a crackdown, and everywhere else had a massive, devastating effect to their economy.
People
losing jobs and businesses.
Opposing side, perhaps Belarus, a landlocked nation surrounded by other nations, benefited from the crackdowns that the surrounding nations had. It's the best I got.
If you believed what they were saying, this was an insanely easy-to-get virus that would wait and jump on you from nearby surfaces.
Sure. Okay.
And if you let people out of their homes, it's going to spread like crazy. They're even still saying it right now, Mark. They're saying, my God, Florida is going to be the new hot spot. It's going to explode in wave number two. Wave two is happening now in Florida because they reopened restaurants.
Well, there are more cases in Florida as time goes by.
Fine.
I know that they're not. I know you don't. What I'm saying is that there is no cost to the prediction. Okay, so predictions should have a cost. If we're going to listen to people's predictions, there should be a cost to those predictions. But
the predictions may not have cost the people who made them any, but they cost us a bunch.
That's exactly right. Especially if those predictions, well, whatever, the predictions have the cost that they have to us, the people that listen. And sadly, at least in modern society, we just don't listen. I mean, like, people who make bad predictions should be completely discredited and never listened to again.
That's not going to happen.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it's the CDC. They can do no wrong. What,
the
they
CDC
did wrong? Well, they'll do no wrong again.
Messed this up at the very earliest stages.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have that much of a problem with people making bad predictions. I don't think that's something. I mean, I don't. A lot of people predict things that
and
didn't
take it with
happen.
A grain of salt.
That doesn't bother me much. It's when they back their predictions with force
yes.
that I think action should be taken against them if they're wrong, and probably also if they're right.
Agreed.
So, I guess what I would say on this is that it isn't the person making the prediction that's at fault. It's the person listening to the prediction that's at fault. And if you're willing to listen to the prediction and then advocate force against your neighbor, because that's what this is all about. This is like, you should still be in, you should be inside. And okay. But remember what happened to the economy. I don't know
it's
how
still
many,
happening.
How many people... we saved in the absence of these, you know, rules or what, right? In the absence of these rules, how many people were saved?
No way
well,
to know.
There's no way to know. Now, people can extrapolate numbers, but there's simply no way to know.
But we can
but what
look
I do
at
know is I can figure this out. I can figure out, and it would take just a little bit of time on the internet. I can figure out how much money it cost. And it was...
Oh, but if it just saves one life...
Well, that's the thing, is what is a life worth?
I don't think that number could ever be calculated. You can... Some subset of it has been reported and
you wait,
and
how much money has been lost?
Yeah,
impossible.
Well, so many... Certainly, nobody has any idea what I've lost through it, because I haven't reported anything to anybody.
Well, you can figure out what... you know, there's money moving in the marketplace, okay?
Yep.
And
now there's less of it.
It's likely that this is going to be tens of trillion... more than $10 trillion.
I mean, at the very least, there's been a few trillion in just subsidies so far,
government
right?
bailouts, printed money, and all that other good stuff.
There's a headline at the top of the Drudge Report right now saying the federal government is proposing a $10 trillion budget.
Well, there you go.
So wow. there's 10 right there.
10 trillion. That's like over twice normal, isn't it? Don't they?
Yeah, I think it was like 4 of the most recent.
Yeah, the federal budget is just under 4.
Yeah.
That's 150% increase. That's insane.
Yeah, and that doesn't include, you know, whatever money printing, right, that they've been doing, does it?
It's hard to say. Yeah. So there's been stuff. Money printing doesn't count.
Well, because
money
there's
has
loans
been
that are
lost.
Being closed, right?
Right.
So it's hard to really know. It could even be deflation instead of inflation, unless they print crazier than they close loans out and things
right.
like that.
Right. But I can tell you this: the Federal Reserve and the banking system in the United States benefits because the United States government is everything is going through the banks. They're getting their cut off of everything that goes through. This is, I've heard, the largest wealth transfer in history from the poor to the rich.
Really?
From the poor and middle class to the rich.
There's
and I believe
that. Nice.
You can share your thoughts.
And ladies and gentlemen, you asked for it. You knew these people were liars and thieves. You knew they were crooks. You knew they stole. It was less than 10 years ago. And you fools, let them do it again.
Well, 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733, Free Talk
Live. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Also, want to say thanks to Matt Peralt, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier.
For a long time.
Yep, and he, I believe, is going to be at the upcoming Fork Fest. He was there last year, so I expect he's going to be back.
We'll see him.
He lives here in New Hampshire. So thanks, Matt, for supporting Free Talk Live via the AMP program, via the silver level, which is $5 a month. If you like what we do here and you want to help support getting the message of freedom on more radio stations, for instance, we've got over 190, I think, 5 right now is our current number. We can do more than that. It just takes time. It takes money. And that's the whole point behind the AMP program. Advertise, market, promote. And you get some perks as well, some bennies, because you're an amplifier. You get some things that other people don't. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about what things you get access to and how to get signed up, which includes PayPal, it includes credit card, and Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go on. More with Anton from Belarus. He's kind of cluing us in, a personal account of what things are like on the ground there, so we don't have to rely on news media to give us any kind of information. We've got somebody there. He's a listener of the show, so he's heard all the conversations that, you know, or a lot of them that we've had about COVID-19 and the insane crackdowns that we've seen. Mark, you pulled up the numbers from New Hampshire, which is where we are, and even though there are fewer, like about a ninth or an eighth of the number of population in New Hampshire as compared to Belarus, there's a similar number of deaths. So from the COVID, and Belarus has had no crackdown. Belarus had no lockdown. Belarus did not force businesses to close. And New Hampshire did all of those things. In fact, New Hampshire hasn't even fully reopened yet. You know, there's still some businesses that are not yet allowed to be open, or other business owners who have decided they don't want to open yet, even though they could partially reopen. They'd rather wait until they can fully reopen and, you know, be full on and be able to take their customers as they used to. So let me go on here with Anton's audio.
Right now,
it appears that 30% of people with pneumonia have COVID-19. Medical workers who work with COVID patients are paid more. Generally, their paycheck is about $400, but now they have bonuses and may get up to $1,600 as a bonus if they treat COVID-19 patients.
So we're seeing similar incentives here in the United States, where we've heard that hospitals, doctors, and such can get bonus money in some way, if whether it's directly to their paycheck, as he was saying it is in Belarus, or whether it's to the hospital itself or whatever. There's, you know, government money coming in to incentivize them to find COVID patients, which, of course, incentivizes falsification of numbers,
sure,
lying about who died from COVID when they may not have.
Right. The famous one here at this point, there's a few excellent cases. This is George Floyd, the black man that was killed in Minnesota recently.
By the police.
By the police. Had COVID.
Yeah.
Had COVID antibodies or something like that. Now, I just want to know, was George Floyd counted as a COVID death? Because I don't think it was COVID. I think it was that knee.
Yeah, good question.
And, you know, secondly, there's some dictator in Africa who apparently sent, like, a papaya DNA, and I think it was tsetse fly DNA, some kind of insect DNA, and had them tested, and they came back positive for the coronavirus. And
very suspicious.
Now, maybe they've got a coronavirus. Maybe coronaviruses live in papayas and insects.
Uh-huh.
Well, they certainly live in bats.
They tend to be, they actually do very well with respiratory ailments in general due to the not breathing.
So let me go on here. More from Anton.
And it created a situation when ambulance workers hunt for COVID-19 cases. These cases are pretty easy to handle compared to strokes, heart attacks, etc. And now real professionals with lots of expertise get hard cases, because they can handle those better than weak workers, and those weak workers get COVID-19 cases and get paid more, up to 4 or 5 times more.
So he's saying that the experts,
the best doctors,
you know, the doctors that can do heart repair or whatever, right? Like the high-end surgeons, the people that know what they're doing, they've still got to do these emergency surgeries. They still got to do, you know, these.
People are still having heart attacks in Belarus.
But because you can get paid more if you find COVID cases, then the little guys are able to actually rake in some serious bucks because they can handle this. They have the time for it, especially if they're prohibiting people from coming into the hospital for elective surgeries or things like that. Which happened here, for sure.
More, though, than real professionals. Anyway, me personally, I was sick 3 or 4 times during this winter. Each time I had flu-like symptoms. I haven't been tested for antibodies and won't do that. I don't care, and I'm not afraid of COVID-19.
I'm the same way about that. Not only that, I wouldn't want to get on one of these lists. They've got these so-called contact tracers now. You pop in as one of these COVID people onto their database. Now they're going to be up your butt about where you go and who you talk to and so on and so forth. And that doesn't sound particularly enticing.
I'm curious about the other direction. So what if you want to travel internationally?
Mm-hmm.
It's probable that at some point in the relatively near future, I'm thinking weeks or months here, that...
Can you even travel internationally right now?
It depends on the nation you're talking about.
Yeah.
In weeks or months, that there will be some kind of internationally agreed upon
testing
COVID
thing.
Test immunity...
Horrifying.
Certificate thing that you may have in order to come into the country. Now, consider that there isn't one for viral meningitis.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't one for, the flu.
AIDS.
Yeah.
AIDS. You pick the virus,
right.
As scary as it might be, and there's some scary ones out there. Probably the most scary one is rabies, and they do, in fact, have requirements for animals and travel surrounding rabies. So rabies is a terrible, terrible disease.
So now they're going to be treating people like dogs, basically.
Well,
on international flights. That's a scary concept, Mark. I hope you're wrong, but I think you're probably right about the direction that's going to go.
And it's, to me, the best I can tell, COVID-19 is not impressive.
No.
On the scale of viruses. And
not
again, I am
it's
with...
It's not even particularly deadly compared to...
Well, that's what I mean.
Things.
It's just not particularly impressive.
Right.
It's not worth the big change that we've seen.
Yeah.
And
so what we're seeing...
The people who want this don't travel internationally, I can assure you. They don't want it. They don't deal with this very much.
The people who want the regulations?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. So, more here from Anton.
Everything I know about COVID-19 I have learned from YouTube videos of Dr. Erickson, Dr. Rashid Buttar, Dr. Shiva Yadurai, I guess. And Dr. Rashid Buttar showed on his videos that there are several patents on COVID viruses. Some of them were granted, I think, in November 19th, prior to the Wuhan outbreak.
Now, I've not heard this before. Have you guys heard about the patents on the virus?
I've heard about them.
No.
It seems usually leads into some kind of wild conspiracy theory after this.
Well, he said it came from some kind of doctor, apparently. I don't know what that means.
There are crazy doctors.
There are indeed,
too.
And
but
there's crazy
then
doctors.
Then again, they're also saying conspiracy theories, so there's no telling.
There's no telling, and I wouldn't propose to know. I don't dig into this stuff. It's not my job. I comment on the news as the news is presented, and it is horrifying enough. I don't need to dig even – I don't even need to scratch the surface of a news story in order to find terrifying things. They lay there in plain sight.
Indeed.
One of the patents belongs to a university based in England, which gets grants from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I can tell you more because I couldn't find this video on YouTube anymore. Maybe it was deleted.
Yep, we've seen that happening. YouTube taking down videos of anybody that's critical of the official government line on COVID-19.
And the thing is, that's the kind of thing that makes crazy theories plausible.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right, and this is this is the problem, is when you try to shut people up, that they begin to believe the story even more. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
there's something to this.
Right. There's something. Facebook, here's a headline right now. Facebook takes down Trump ads for violating our policy against organized hate. All right. So during a presidential election year, ads from the President of the United States of America has been taken down by social media based in the United States.
Our toll-free number if you want to comment, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.